believe it. I say it was the first year I was here, but it wasn't his last year, was it? Yeah. That's why I can't remember too good.
Now, what about, did you see wagons much in town, ma'am, or y'all use wagons a lot?
That's all we did have till I was grown, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, a wagon.
We had a buggy. My daddy had a buggy and a wagon.
And you had stirrers, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you ever ride?
Oh, yeah. That's all we got to come to town, was riding a wagon and a buggy. I usually rode in the buggy with Mom and Daddy to town.
And they had two spindles, and a top over. That's what they call a spur.
Sure.
Now, what about the parts of the wagon? The piece that went down the middle between the horses was a what?
That's a tongue.
Okay. And then you
wagon
had,
tongue, if they call it.
Didn't you have a piece that the traces came back that were hitched on to?
And it's single tree.
Okay, and then
double tree, and half is, it's according to how many, which, if there was two horses going to be hitched to it, well, it's called a double tree, but if it's just one, it's a single tree.
Well, now, what about the wheel of the wagon? That
was just called a wagon wheel.
Well, you had the iron?
The rim, iron rim, it's called a rim.
And then the wooden, that went around a wooden?
You talking about the spokes?
Yeah.
When they say.
Well, the spokes fit
the
into
axle,
what?
In the axle.
Yeah. But wasn't there also a kind of they went out of the hub and they went into the, was a wooden piece around the?
Yeah, well, I really don't know what that wooden outside piece is. I just call that the wagon wheel and then that iron rim around it.
Yes, ma'am. Did you ever see people working on those things?
God,
did they have them fixed from here?
Yeah.
You said your daddy was a
he done all his work, and a lot of the neighbors too, and everybody that done their own work mostly come there to do theirs.
What sort of tools did he have to?
Well, he had anvils and I don't know. I can't remember all of the name of all.
To beat the metal, he'd have a.
Yeah, he had a, and he had a bellows that he pumped and used to coals, and he like he's going to sharpen a plow. He'd have to get it red hot, or if he wanted to bend a piece of iron for something, he'd got to get it red hot, and then he'd put it out on that anvil, and he had a hammer to use for that, and he'd take that bellows and pump them coals to get plumb hot. That was air that was pumping out on them coals, just like something fanning it, and when he'd get it red hot, then he put it out, then shape it whatever shape he wanted. He shot all of his mules and everything, fixed all of his horseshoes. You beat it and then put it in the water. You had to beat it while it was red hot.
Did you ever see him nail the shoes into the horses?
Oh, yeah.
What part of their foot nailed into there?
Into that hoof. It's nailed into that hoof. That hoof is just like a thick toenail or something, It don't go into the flesh. Of course, you could cut it far enough that it would.
Mm-hmm.
But if you let one go without them shoes on, their feet will get sore, especially if they get something cut up from the neck.
Their hooves, you mean? Will all split?
Yeah, that hoof will split up. Mm-hmm. You have to keep them shut.
Now, you're talking about a buggy.